Live on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, it's time for Q&A with DJ Phone. Today's program is sponsored by High Country Rec V Center, David Snyder, CPA, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott College. Now, here's your host for Q&A, DJ Phone.
And as the thunder booms and the lightning crackles around us, we welcome you to the Thursday edition of Q&A. No, the monsoons are not over yet, are they? Still a lot more to go, apparently. Hey, got a really fascinating show for you today. We're going to open up with our friend from Mountain Valley Rehab, Karen Russell, introducing David Stryline. He is a Parkinson's disease sufferer, and we're going to talk about the impact of Parkinson's on the patient and on the family, about any potential cures in the future and how Parkinson's is treated. I will say this, if you did not know David had Parkinson's, you'd be very surprised that he has it when you meet him. So that'll be coming up to open the show. And then we'll talk with Erica Edelman from ERAU for their STEM outreach program and some big events coming their way involving the planetarium for the month of August. Then Keith Riggs from RED Plumbing will join us to talk about his involvement with Habitat for Humanity. So as the thunder roars and the lightning crackles, we will take a break here and return with Karen Russell and David Stryline on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We stream live around the world at kqna.com.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec V Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
You know the sound. AA, MCO, Transmissions and Total Car Care in Prescott Valley. But what you may not know about are all of our other services available at AMCO. I'm Gary Denton, owner of AMCO Prescott Valley. We have been winning over customers with our superior service, competitive pricing, and oh yes, our fresh popcorn. I personally guarantee that you will love your experience with us. So don't go here for an oil change, there for electrical diagnostic, and somewhere else for air conditioning work. We do it all at AA, MCO, Transmissions and Total Car Care.
Steve Gaynor claims to be a Republican, but has a very troubling record of donating to some of the most liberal Democrats in the country, including anti-Trump Democrat Ted Lieu, who wants to impeach President Trump, and even Nancy Pelosi's top deputy. Does that sound Republican to you? As Secretary of State, I've taken on the Democrats to stop them from using the courts to change our election laws. I've kept our elections fair, honest, and most importantly, secure. I have the support of Republican leaders from all across Arizona. I'd be honored to have your vote. Paid for by Vote Reagan, Secretary of State, authorized by Michelle Reagan.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
We did it again! Clip Castle Casino has been voted the number one casino in Arizona for 19 years in a row. All casinos have slot machines and table games. What they don't have is the level of commitment to guest satisfaction, friendly team members, and a warm and welcoming environment found at Clip Castle Casino. Visit CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com today and plan your visit. Come and experience everything we have to offer and see why Clip Castle Casino is number one and the perfect place to play.
Provide value. That's what a CPA can do for you. Hi, this is David A. Snyder, CPA. Now is a great time of year for business valuations. Valuations are for providing a value for your business so you can retire from it, sell it, or expand it. With my ex-military, task-oriented mindset, and over 20 years of experience, you can trust that you can get the most accurate business valuation. Give me a call or visit DavidASnyderCPA.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona. David A. Snyder, CPA.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Welcome back at 206. Research shows that a combined focus on medical management and intensive rehabilitation can dramatically improve function and quality of life in individuals living with Parkinson's disease. We have our friend Karen Russell here from Mountain Valley Regional Rehabilitation Hospital. Karen, explain to us why you brought along our friend David Streiline.
Well, yeah, I met David recently at the Parkinson's support group locally. And I thought he'd be a really great guest because of what we're trying to push is movement with Parkinson's. And it doesn't necessarily have to be in a structured therapy session. You know, we really want to emphasize, you know, fun movement and what you can do in your activities of daily living, every day in your lives, that we can bring some fun into those, you know, exercise and fitness regimes.
Mm-hmm. David, welcome to Q&A. I want to ask you, a lot of people, when they hear about Parkinson's, the first thing they think of is the actor Michael J. Fox, who was profiled just last month on CBS Sunday Morning. They think of the actor Alan Alda, who announced his diagnosis just a few days ago. And what often comes to mind for some people, fairly or not, it is the image, is of the tremors that seem to afflict people. I understand here that some of the byproducts of Parkinson's include, well, why don't you tell us what some of the symptoms are?
Imbalance is one of the worst issues, as people lose their balance. The muscles become very, very tense and very rigid. So things like picking up a cup, if you're tremoring and you have rigid feeling, you drop the cup.
Sure.
And, you know, it's just, it's a myriad. It's stuff like it's constipation. Strange as that may seem, is one of the major problems with Parkinson's. So it's movement problems, but it's more than that. It affects all muscles of the body in one way or the other, depending on where you're at the stage. So there's hardly anything that it doesn't impact.
Mm-hmm.
Not necessarily initially, but over the course of years, you know that it's going to get worse and worse and worse. I was diagnosed 9 years ago.
Mm-hmm. So what were your first symptoms?
After that, about 6 months later, I was in a meeting at lunch, and my hand was tremoring, and I didn't realize it. I looked down and said, that's tremoring. So I went to a PCP, and he examined me, and he said, I don't think it's Parkinson's. Sent me to a neurologist. Neurologist examined me, said it's classic Parkinson's.
Oh.
So I went to a third physician who had a neuro specialist, movement specialist, and the neuro specialist said, I was just shaking like crazy, and he said, give him a Sinemet 25-100, which is the carbidopa. Took it and stopped just like that. So, you know, that's how I knew it.
And in living with Parkinson's, obviously you're using the medication, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're staying physically busy, a lot of movement, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Let me ask you this, because something I had never realized was, and this is from the CBS Sunday Morning interview with Michael J. Fox, since he's an actor, they asked him what that does to him. And when he is sitting still and is not speaking, you wouldn't even know. But when he starts speaking, they explained that the synapses that mm-hmm. fire in the brain to activate speaking also activate tremors. Now, I don't see you having any of those exhibits right now. How about with you?
That same thing. The difference is, within 6 months after I started working with my current neurologist 8 years ago, I went ahead and had the DBS surgery, deep brain stimulation surgery.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had that now for the last 8 years. That, with the vigorous exercise, the boxing and the vigorous exercise, has allowed me to maintain the symptoms. But I can tell you, if I turn this battery off, don't take a med for 24 hours,
oh boy,
I'd be almost in a fetal position.
I hate to keep going back to Michael J. Fox, but on that feature, they also showed him taking boxing lessons.
Yes, absolutely.
Why is boxing involved in this?
Boxing, it's fascinating. I was almost 6 years post the surgery, and I was doing real well, and my wife had actually heard about Rocksteady Boxing on TV. CBS had a special. So she said, why don't you get involved in this? And I said, geez, it's clear the other side of town. I was living in Austin. It was almost a two-hour drive the other side of town. I said, I'm not going over there. I'm in good shape. I'm not worrying about it. And I didn't have any really real problems. About 6 months later, the lady who ran the affiliation on the other side of town called and said, is your husband still interested? So I got on the phone. I said, I'm not really interested. I just like to come in and see what you do. So I went over there. And she saw me, and I went through the evaluation, and she said, why don't you learn how to coach? So I started coaching with her. The fascinating thing about boxing is it uses every part of your body. It uses all the planes of your body. I mean, simple things like we teach the Parkinson patients to punch. It's a very simple thing. You start from here, and you go straight out, and it forces the arm to go all the way out. So you do that often enough, you start building a new neural pathway.
Oh,
so now you don't have to go say, would you please pass me the salt? You can go over and reach and get the salt.
Are you retraining your pathways?
That's exactly what you do.
How interesting. And I would think, too, being a sports nut, that looking at boxing, you're also employing your balance. That's critical in boxing. And you mentioned before how a muscle stiffness can be a trait, too. Of course, as we get older, balance and stiffness become issues, you know, for all of us. So, yeah, I can see how the boxing really plays into it. What does it also sharpen your reflexes?
Oh, yeah. I mean, the whole thing is designed. It's designed for two things. One is to get the body moving, make them force the patient to move rapidly and succinctly, do the same thing over and over again. We start out, the sessions basically are about an hour and a half. We start out with about 15, 20 minutes of vigorous stretching. We use poles, and I mean, it's a lot of yoga stretching, a lot of very, very strenuous stretching.
Mm-hmm.
Then we do some floor work, usually some pilos. We do some we do some running around and just some very aerobic exercise. Do probably 25, 30 minutes of boxing. No contact, but they'll use heavy bags, reflex bags. And from that, you do some core work. You do, you know, push-ups and sit-ups and planks and the rest of that stuff. And then you, at the end, we usually do about 10 minutes of just what I call meditation, and you just lay on your back and soft music and just kind of breathe.
Do we know yet any medical reasons why the constant movement and the physical activity tends to help keep Parkinson's at bay?
Once your muscles are stiff and they become rigid, making them unrigid by constant movement, and especially if you can get some snap in the movement and some speed in the movement, it strengthens the whole abdomen and the legs. And what happens is the abdominal muscles go pretty quickly, the leg muscles go pretty quickly. We do a lot of footwork. I mean, it's pretty amazing what we do with footwork. I mean, people are constantly moving their feet. We move them around all the time. And I tell you, after an hour and a half, people are pretty well worn out.
I would think.
But it's great exercise because they're, as they continue doing it, and we try to get them to do things between sessions so that on the off days they're doing something on their own.
Mm-hmm.
But as long as they come consistently every day that we're there, 3 days a week, they continue to improve.
And Karen, part of MVRRH's treatment of Parkinson's includes not only the yoga and boxing that David was talking about in Tai Chi, but also couples dancing. How does that play into it?
Yeah, I mean, well, again, it's reinforcing doing something fun and doing something that are kind of more automatic movement patterns. As a therapist, we tend to probably do things that are very similar in that we're trying to reinforce those neural pathways and that muscle memory, but we probably just don't do it in as fun a way. So, you know, that's kind of a really fun way. It's going to challenge their balance. It's going to get them moving. And again, you get the timing to the music, and sometimes that rhythm will help keep that reciprocal motion going, which sometimes is difficult with Parkinson's because they'll tend to freeze. So sometimes that muscle and keeping them on the beat of the music will also kind of help with some of that muscle memory and continuous movement that they have to struggle with from time to time. But yeah, that and swimming, and there's a lot of, it's basically find something that's fun and find something that you enjoy. But this was the ideal fun thing for me to bring Dave with this because I'm learning a lot about how with our Parkinson's community. Mm-hmm. And that's important, is just to keep moving and listen to your doctor and timing of meds. But, and I love, we were talking earlier, is he is very big on bringing the caregivers into the class as well.
Yeah, big time.
So that they are seeing what's going on. They're seeing the struggles, but then they can also take what they're learning in class and follow through with it at home. And that's really an important part of working together as a team.
Mm-hmm. I think one of the most difficult things about the disease is, Michael J. Fox has the disease. I have the disease. Believe me, my wife has the disease. She suffers right with me.
It truly is because
we change. We change very rapidly, mm-hmm. and the change is not always nice. It's not always welcome. If that caregiver isn't aware of what to do and how things are changing, it can be tough on both parties. So mm-hmm. I'm very fortunate. I have a wife that's very much on cue all the time with me.
Now, despite all the ongoing research, we don't have a cure for Parkinson's yet, right?
No, and I'm not sure. I'm not sure what the cure is going to be, quite frankly. Mm-hmm. My grandfather had Parkinson's, and this was back in the 40s. There was nothing. There were no medications. There were a couple of surgeries they did, but they were pretty awful surgeries. He was less than 2 years from the time he was diagnosed till he was done.
Do we know why certain people are afflicted with it? Is it passed through families?
You know, they think it may be because of environmental factors, access to some bad chemicals. It could be genetics. You know, I don't know. It's hard to say. And as hard as it is to diagnose, it's also very difficult to manage.
Yeah.
As hard as it is to diagnose, it's that hard to manage. And you know, I'm a great believer in this boxing thing. It's not for everybody.
Yeah.
But one of the things that Karen just said, this whole thing of music, I play a doo-wop all practice long because they get into it. You know, if I had 35 years old age, I wouldn't play doo-wop, but this meets their needs.
Sure.
Or we play some older rock, something that these folks react to.
Triggers memories.
It's within
triggers
their generation.
Memories. It keeps them going. Mm-hmm. Gives them an. It builds up that whole. Let's go get it done.
Makes
let's
them feel young done. Again too.
Yeah.
And I also make them do voice exercises. They scream in the sessions. Mm-hmm. I force them to scream because it helps them. They have to learn how to swallow, how to make sure their voice is heard.
Sure.
Well, dysphonia is a very. That can also be a big problem with the Parkinson's individuals, is they just start to get a very low, soft voice. Mm-hmm. So that projection mm-hmm. is really, really important. You know, there's programs out there called Big and Loud for that reason. You want movements to be big, and you really want to reinforce that really loud voice and that projection. So,
how can our listeners learn more about Parkinson's disease and its treatments and how to handle it?
Well, if you wanted to call Mountain Valley, we're at 928-759-8800. We also have our website, which is mvrrh.earnesthealth.com. We have some things up on YouTube. But I don't know, Dave, if you have some information that you want to share as far as if they're interested in contacting you on your classes.
You can reach us. We have a Facebook page. You can also go to rocksteadyboxing.org, and you'll look in Arizona. You'll find our affiliate there, and you can send us an email. You can call me, 512- I'm sorry, that's my old number. The Parkinson just kicked in.
Of course.
928-200-4808. Be happy to give them information.
David Streitlein, Karen Russell, thank you for joining us today on Q&A. We've learned a great deal already. Stay tuned because I've got some more coming up today. We're going to talk next to Eric Edelman from ERAU about the STEM Outreach Program. Then after the news break with Keith Riggs from RED Plumbing on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We stream live around the world at KQ&A.com.
And now the Arizona Lottery presents the Fantasy 5, 5 Seconds of Fantasy. This concludes the Fantasy 5, 5 Seconds of Fantasy, presented by the Fantasy 5 $1 million giveaway. From now until August 31st, every Fantasy 5 ticket you purchase can be entered into a drawing for a chance to win $1 million. Enter at ArizonaLottery.com.
You can't win! if you don't play.
When you reach your retirement age, 62 or older, additional income could make your current financial situation more stable. How about Country Bank's Home Equity Conversion Mortgage, commonly known as a reverse mortgage? Some advantages are no monthly principal and interest payment, monthly income, a line of credit, or both, plus you could delay your Social Security benefits.
Come by and see me, Suzanne Cosley at Country Bank, or call me at 928-583-9015 for more details.
Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
In just a couple of months, I'll be old enough to vote. And according to the media, I'm supposed to be a liberal kid who spends my time worrying about saving trees, gender-neutral bathrooms, and what the Kardashians are wearing. But that's not what I'm worried about. I'm worried because I read in school about our founding fathers. I learned about our Constitution. I memorized the Bill of Rights. And I'm looking at what a mess our government is and wondering if our country will survive long enough for me to be able to do my part to save it and gift it to my kids. That's why I like David Stringer and Noel Campbell. They're real conservatives who are voting to protect our freedom and restore our constitutional protections. They're fighting for secure borders and a fix to our broken immigration system. They champion limited government and lower taxes. And when they have to spend more money to fix a problem, they don't just throw money at it. They demand accountability because they know it's wrong to saddle my generation with debts we'll have to pay off. David Stringer and Noel Campbell are a great conservative team. Two seats, two votes, two conservatives. Vote Stringer and Campbell for State House. Paid for by Conservatives for Stringer and elect Noel Campbell for House.
Experts in treating chronic and hard-to-heal wounds. The Advanced Wound Care Center at the YRMC Del E. Webb Outpatient Center in Prescott Valley is ready to help. We work closely with your physician to create an individualized healing plan customized to your needs and lifestyle. This allows personal one-on-one care designed to enhance your comfort and recovery. Ask your doctor about hyperbaric oxygen therapy. It's state-of-the-art wound care therapy that accelerates healing and fights infection, and it's available at the Advanced Wound Care Center. Talk to your doctor about the Advanced Wound Care Center. We're conveniently located at the YRMC Del E. Webb Outpatient Center in Prescott Valley. Call 771-4788 or visit yrmc.org.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Welcome back at 2:23. We have Eric Edelman from the Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University STEM Outreach Program. Eric, for those who have been living under a rock for several years, explain to us what the STEM program is.
Oh, so we have science, technology, engineering, mathematics that we want to bring to more people than just the people on Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University campus. So we have this big STEM facility there. It has a lot of different laboratories, things that we can use to up the knowledge, and also our star, the planetarium, Jim and Linda Lee Planetarium, recently opened for the public just last year in December, and we love bringing people in for lots of different shows for lots of different reasons.
Now, tell us what kinds of events are coming up at the planetarium this month.
If you're part of the public, you want to see some stuff, we have stuff going on most weekends, actually. Tomorrow and the next day, we have some shows. So our standard stable tends to be Friday nights, Saturday matinees. And this weekend, we have a show called the Prescott Summer Night Sky. So this is one of two types of shows that we tend to bring out. This is one that is live. It's produced in-house, so I like to call it the farmer's market variety of the planetarium show. Locally sourced, locally produced here to try and bring out the spirit and flavor of the community. So talking about what's up in your night sky here in Prescott.
Literally, right, what's up.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. If you want to stargaze out at night, we have tips and tricks for you of constellations, planets, deep sky objects, but also with our planetarium, we can use it as a virtual spaceship, take ourselves far, far away into the cosmos and see these things up close. So what does a planetary nebula actually look like? Things like that. And so this is what the Prescott Summer Night Sky is all about. It's about a 40-minute show. Unfortunately, all tickets have been sold out for that particular showing this weekend, but I can tell you a tip if you want to try and see it. We do have a standby line, so if you want to gamble with your weekend, you can show up to the planetarium before a showing you're interested in. We have one at 6 and 7 on Friday, 2, 3, and 4 on Saturday, And you get into the standby line, and if there are open seats still there by the time we sit all our ticketed customers, we get you in on a first-come, first-served basis. So there is a little cheat code you can use. So that's coming up. That's the first weekend here. And then later on in the week or in the month, we're going to have a show called Edge of Darkness, other type of show that we bring into the planetarium, something I call it's a pre-recorded show. So like if you have a Blu-ray, you stick it into the Blu-ray player. There are planetarium shows that production companies make, lots of great visual effects. So beautiful stuff made just for planetarium domes. This one is Edge of Darkness. Its debut weekend being August 10th, 11th, narrated by Hayley Atwell. So if you've seen her in like the Captain America movie, something like that, she's going to be the one talking to you all about some of the modern day space missions. So things like we landed something on a comet. What was going on there? What do we know about that comet now? Pluto and its moons. We sent a spacecraft by there. What's going on over there? So if you want to learn some of the stuff that we've learned recently about the cosmos or our local area of it, this would be a great show to see. So that's coming up as well. And we have a bunch of reshowings throughout the month. If you want to see our schedule, we post it online. Just Google us, the Jim Linda Lee Planetarium. It's the first link that shows up. Shows when the schedules are, shows you how to get your free tickets, all that good stuff.
So for those who have never been to a planetarium, including this one here, explain to us what happens when the lights go down and what causes those amazing images to show on the dome.
Oh, absolutely. So we have... if you've been to a planetarium before, actually, the experience you get here might be a little bit different. I think a lot of people are used to what you might call colloquially the star ball, where there's this projector in the center of the theater, has a lot of bells and whistles to it, fascinating to see it move, the Zeiss Spitz projector, that's what projects the sky. It's an optomechanical projector that really precisely has holes, sizes of holes in the right places to project your night sky. What we have now is a digital projection system. We have one in the front, one in the back, two JVCs, and together they project on that entire 47-foot diameter dome surface, 4K resolution to show your night sky. The reason that we've gone digital is because of the versatility it allows us. So we get to see the night sky, but also we get to get up close to planets. We get to explore the different systems of the human body. Anything that we have the data to visualize, we can bring to life on the planetarium dome. And so that's the step we've taken in the digital direction here.
Mm-hmm. So describe the involvement that ERAU has with educators and school groups for shows at the planetarium.
That's a big push, and a big reason why this planetarium is here is because we wanted to create more outlets, more resources for the community to get a part of what Embry-Riddle has to offer. And so one big thing that we do is we love to bring in school groups, educational groups on field trips to the planetarium. And we have a specialized show for them, one that I'd say is strongly based in what I'll call interactive learning, where I'll ask the kids questions, they ask me questions, and we take the show in different directions each time. The base for the show lies in a tour of each of the planets in our solar system, going into different amounts of detail based on what the grade level is, what the background knowledge of the students coming in is. And then we take it from there. We fly to a lot of different places. And so these field trips, we love bringing them in. They're absolutely free. We don't charge for them, though we don't pay for your buses. So as long as you can get to Embry-Riddle, we'd love to have you here for field trips.
So that's what you're doing for the civilians, shall we say.
Yes.
How do the students and faculty at ERAU utilize the planetarium?
It's a great question. We love to... utilize the planetarium however we can, whenever we can, for whenever people are around to use it. And so we're making partnerships with a lot of the different professors across campus. Because we have this digital projection system, we don't need to just be an astronomy tool. So we've been working actually a lot with the meteorology department. They have some great high-resolution weather data, weather videos that we show on the planetarium in a larger-than-life way. We've been working a bit with the gaming and simulation department at Embry-Riddle. So gaming, developing games for a planetarium dome-like environment is actually a very new and budding field. And so these Embry-Riddle students are getting this cutting-edge opportunity to potentially develop games for this facility that, may be more utilized in gaming in the future.
I have to ask you if eyebrows went up and jaws dropped at ERAU last month when President Trump said he'd like to initiate a new space force.
The space force. Oh, it's such a big talk everywhere. And I can say that I think a lot of people are passionate about, getting us more into space in lots of different ways. It would be interesting to see how that force might be integrated with what NASA's doing and the like. New ways to get there. I'm behind that.
And what can we expect out of the planetarium in the future? What kinds of projects do you foresee coming forward?
So for the future, a lot of different what we haven't done so far, we're trying to see what we can do of that more. So we have a lot of different degree programs across campus, and one of the things we want to do is provide opportunity for all those different professors to sort of utilize the planetarium in different ways. We want to bring different types of shows for the public as well. There's been a push. People have been requesting things for a younger group, maybe a six and under sort of infant exploration show for the planetarium. That might be a possibility. And also we want to get in more of lecture series, really hardcore education opportunities for a public that's really seems very intent on learning more and more every day. So you can look forward to, into particular, I think some lecture series that haven't been around yet, maybe coming around the corner.
Now, people my age who are listening can remember the days when astronauts were rock stars, mm-hmm. and that space launches were, you have to stay home and watch it or watch it at school live. It was an event. Do you think we'll ever recapture that excitement?
That's a wonderful question, and I hope so. That's my honest sentiment. And I wonder if, in some ways, we'll get that with Mars. When we send some people to Mars, that's a big push for a lot of companies right now. They want to get Mars colonies over there. They want to get astronauts over there on the ground studying that science in ways that robotic instruments can't really accomplish. They can accomplish a lot, but a human landing party can be a whole different story. Mm-hmm. And so I'll be interested to see in, you know, the next decade, if we end up getting a landing party over there, how that's broadcast, how that's televised, how the emotions of a global population of humans sees a whole other group of humans land on a whole other planet. That's an amazing, that's a first. I think that could spark some emotions.
Mm-hmm. Tell us about your background and how you ended up at ERAU.
Me? So I am a mixture of an astronomer and a storyteller. So I got my bachelor's and master's in astronomy over on the East Coast, and I got it in a way that I wanted to communicate the science. I was really inspired by Carl Sagan. I read a couple of his books and the way he talked about science, breaking down the barriers, because I think there's a lot of people that consider astronomy in the ivory tower, inaccessible in a lot of ways. I mean, expensive equipment, telescopes can be needed to see some of the stuff from far away, but more and more we're getting to the point with the internet, with crowdsourcing capabilities, where accessing, you know, parts of distant space is not as difficult as it used to be. And I want to be in a position where I'm providing resources, providing open doors to people that want to explore space, give them more of that opportunity. And so Embry-Riddle wanted somebody to come run a planetarium. I raised my hand way high.
Mm-hmm. You know, about 10 feet from where you're sitting is a lady whose husband has published books under the category The Telescope Travelers. Some kids are walking along the beach, and they find a telescope which magically transports them to whatever they're looking at. As a kid, can you imagine going through an experience like that?
Marvelous, right?
Wouldn't that have been something?
And that's the amazing thing, is that you don't know who you're talking to here in Prescott and what they've done, the incredible yeah. accomplishments that they've made. We've had Q&A sessions at the end of shows before, and you get people that have, you know, led projects related to the Apollo program, things like that. It's amazing to see the hidden gems we have just mm-hmm. walking around here in Prescott.
So when you watch a movie or a TV show that has a space theme, with your background, your interest, how many times do you kind of shake your head and go, that couldn't happen?
A couple of times. It depends on what show you're watching. I can say that I have never watched Gravity. What I do is I talk to some of my astronomy pals that are going out to the movies immediately, and I get their opinion first. Were you able to take it? Were you able to stomach it before I end up going? I can say I was personally a great fan of Interstellar. That one was incredible.
I got one third of the way through, and when they started talking about time warps, that's where they lost me.
One of the things that really, I mean, they actually got some papers that were published, scientific papers published based on some of the visualizations they worked on to make mm-hmm. that movie.
Sure.
They really got in depth into it, and high concepts.
Well, a visit to the planetarium can debunk a lot of those things kids learn from TV and movies, can't it?
Oh, yeah. One of the common things we love to talk about is, you know, how the seasons are caused, it's not that the sun gets closer to you in the summer. No, it's all about incident angles. We talk about all the myths and legends and get to the heart, the universe of the matter.
And how can our listeners learn more about the Jim and Linda Lee Planetarium at ERAU?
Highly recommend just Googling us, Jim and Linda Lee Planetarium. Our website on Embry-Riddle tells about all the upcoming shows, how you can get in contact with us, things like that. And, of course, you can follow us on social media. We're JLL Planetarium on Facebook and Twitter. And we announce when new show weekends, new tickets are released on our website, things like that. And so we always love to see new faces in the audience, new collaborators. We're here for the Prescott community, and we'd love to see you all.
And say hello to Andy Freer for me, too. That's Eric Edelman from ERAU, the STEM Outreach Program. Stay tuned, because we've got Keith Riggs coming in from RED Plumbing to talk about Habitat for Humanity after the news break with Link on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQNA.com.
Hi, James Roush here of Wallach & Volk Mortgage. Are you interested in buying a home and just have a million questions running through your head? The James Roush team at Wallach & Volk Mortgage is here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week by appointment. Even if you need to meet on Saturday morning because of your work schedule, we'll be there. Call the James Roush team at 445-8730, Wallach & Volk Mortgage.
License number 00128295, LNS number 162209, Equal Opportunity Lender.
There's a place where we learn that in giving we receive. A place where the broken find healing and repentant hearts find mercy. A light to guide us through darkness. Where is this place? It's a Catholic church, the church founded by Jesus. If you've been away from the Catholic faith, come home to Sacred Heart Church. We've been saving souls in Prescott for 140 years. Visit us at sacredheartprescott.com.
It's baseball season, and you know what that means. The dog days of summer are right around the corner. Hi, this is Jeremy Rushton of Yavapai Plumbing and Heating. Now is the time to make sure your air conditioning system is ready to go into extra innings this summer. And with $1,500 off qualified AC units with installation or 0% financing, you will be hitting a grand slam and staying cool all summer long. Low credit or no credit? Don't strike out. We offer no credit check financing as well. Give Yavapai Plumbing and Heating a call today at 776-7025 or online at ypeinc.com.
If you listen to the media, you'd think Arizona had the worst schools in the country, but that's not true at all. As our state representative, David Stringer has voted to make it easier to hire quality teachers. He's made it easier for parents to pick the right school for their child, and he's helped boost education spending and teacher pay. And Arizona's investments in K-12 education are paying off. Did you know that Arizona is the national leader in education achievement gains? Or that half of the top 10 public high schools in the entire country are right here in Arizona? Arizona's combination of school choice, new funding and increased access to quality teachers is making a real difference for our families and our kids. You won't hear that from the media because they don't want conservatives like David Stringer getting any of the credit, but it's still the truth. In the Republican primary for state representative, every candidate will talk about education. David Stringer has a proven record of improving results and increasing funding, all without raising taxes. Vote David Stringer for State House in the August 28th Republican primary.
Paid for by Conservatives for Stringer and approved by David Stringer.
Pros in the know start with Lowe's, because Lowe's has exclusive offers this week just for pro customers. For 2 days only, ask for 5% off all purchases made in-store. And when you use your Lowe's business credit account, save an additional 5%. That's 5% off all purchases and an extra 5% if you use your Lowe's business credit account. See the Pro Desk in-store for more details. So, pro, now that you know, start with Lowe's.
Offer valid 8132, subject to credit approval and can't be combined with other credit offers. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Excludes Lowe's Visa Rewards cardholders. U.S. only.
The Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Good afternoon, and thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, your choice for your Thursday. I'm Link Elliott with a check of news and weather together on Q&A with DJ Phone, brought to you by Wallach & Volk. Two arrests have been made in a drive-by shooting in Cottonwood.
The shooting occurred at around 7:30 Tuesday night.
A suspect identified as Aaron Martin shot several rounds towards a man seated on the front porch of a home. At the time, Martin was a passenger in a moving vehicle. Although several rounds struck the home, Martin missed his target and no one was injured.
Yavapai County Sheriff's Office spokesman Dwight Dillon says the suspect vehicle was located and the driver and the passenger, 20-year-old Cottonwood resident Aaron Martin, took off.
Martin ran with the deputy in pursuit. YCSO detectives later located suspect Martin, and he was booked. The dispute involved a conflict between the 33-year-old victim and Martin.
Martin is facing charges that include attempted first-degree murder, endangerment, drive-by shooting, and shooting at an occupied structure. Early yesterday morning, 33-year-old Cottonwood resident Monty Pritchard was also arrested. Pritchard has admitted to driving the vehicle used in the shooting. He turned himself in after hiding in a remote area overnight. I'm Bill Monroe reporting.
If you don't obey the school zone rules, you could face a ticket or criminal charge, or even worse, injure a child. Students return to classes today in the Prescott Unified School District, and students in the Humboldt and Chino Valley Unified School Districts will do the same on Monday. School zones are marked with a 15-mile-an-hour speed limit sign. Drivers are required to slow down and maintain their speeds at or below the posted speed limit until after they are out of the school zone. Drivers are also required to stop at crosswalks in school zones if anyone is crossing, including adults, and they may not proceed until the crosswalk is clear. Be careful when approaching stopped vehicles, since children can exit cars and run off into oncoming traffic without looking. As for school buses, if one stops and activates its lights and stop sign, all approaching drivers must stop and wait until the pickup or drop-off of students has been completed. Taking a look now at your KQ&A weather, a slight chance of thunderstorms tonight and tomorrow. Expect an overnight low of 66 tonight in the Prescott area with a high of 88 tomorrow and a high of 90 on Saturday. 73 degrees tonight for Cottonwood and the Verde Valley with a high on Friday of 97 and a high on Saturday of 99. Q&A will continue after this. I'm Link Elliott for the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, and 95.5 FM. KQ&A.
Grandpa Gettle here for Gettle's High Desert Mechanical. Summer's back and things are heating up. Time for all kinds of fun. Family vacations, barbecues, bike rides, camping trips, and swimming in the river. I remember when my grandsons Adam and Ted were boys, they loved having time to play all summer long. Now they work hard to keep you cool and comfortable during even the hottest months of the season.
For four generations, highly trained technicians, mobile dispatch, and 24/7 emergency services, Gettle's High Desert Mechanical is the name to trust. Call 928-772-2751 or visit GettlesHDM.com.
Don't forget they take care of plumbing problems, too. They sure work hard. Give those boys a call, 772-2751. They're waiting to hear from you, and we thank you kindly.
Gettle's High Desert Mechanical, heating, air conditioning, and plumbing. Don't settle. Get Gettle's.
The Corporation Commission is a mess. Lawsuits, infighting, drugs in the bathroom, FBI investigations, criminal indictments. Meet the solution. Conservative Republican Rodney Glassman. Glassman's an Eagle Scout, husband, father, a practicing attorney, has a PhD in arid land resources science, which is basically water, and he serves as a major in the U.S. Air Force JAG Corps Reserve. Glassman's a proven conservative with a comprehensive plan to restore integrity to the commission, and he has real-world experience in land and resource management. Visit RodneyGlassman.com to learn more. Folks, the Corporation Commission is broken, and 4 more years of more of the same makes no sense. It's time for a conservative change at the Corporation Commission.
I'm Rodney Glassman, and my conservative campaign is about restoring integrity and putting ratepayers first. The establishment has failed us. I ask for your vote in the Republican primary.
Paid for by Glassman for Corporation Commission.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Always great to have a friend in the studio. We have Keith Riggs with us from RED Plumbing. Keith, I understand a 15th anniversary is around the corner.
It is. We're excited about it.
And tell us about what you have done with Habitat for Humanity.
Well, we decided last year I wanted to do something to give back to the community, something big for our 15th anniversary. And having done quite a bit of work for Habitat for Humanity, we decided that that was the organization we wanted to support. And then having just had a cornhole tournament for our employees, we said, hey, let's do a cornhole tournament. So that's what we've done. We're having a cornhole tournament coming up on August 25th out at Mortimer Farms. They've been gracious enough to host it for us.
Mm-hmm.
And
hi, Charlotte.
Charlotte's fantastic. And we just had some tremendous, tremendous support in getting this going.
So you've been working with Habitat for Humanity for how long?
at least 5 or 6 years, maybe 7 now.
And tell us how important it is from your point of view, because you know the importance of how the systems work in the homes. That's what you do. Tell us the importance of the homeowner helping to build their own property and knowing what goes into it and how things work.
You know, I wish Alice was here to really answer that question, to be honest with you. I mostly just see the plumbing end of it, and we do that, but I have been out on their jobs, and I have seen the homeowners pitching in, and I think it just gives them a sense of accomplishment to say, hey, you know what, I did this portion of it. You know, I didn't do this, but I did this, and I did this. And I think that that brings them great pride from what I've seen.
And the local Habitat for Humanity has helped so far 88 families build their own homes, celebrating the 29th year. And when it comes to plumbing, Keith, I've spoken to a lot of educators here who are coming around the belief that the world is not necessarily in need of more white-collar people who will come out of college with huge debt and wait in line for 5 years for a white-collar job, when if you have the skills and you're willing to learn and work hard, man, can you have a great career. Tell us an example.
Well, you definitely can. And, you know, my industry, the plumbing industry, is a great example of that for sure. I can take a kid who is motivated and wants to learn, who has zero plumbing experience, and in 4 to 6 months of working with our designated trainers, we'll get them out and they start making anywhere from $50,000 to $60,000 a year from then on. Mm-hmm. And as long as they keep motivated and are willing to work, it's a no-brainer. Why would you go and accumulate all that debt?
Oh.
And when you come to work for the trade, you're being paid to train and you take off with the trade that you're going to know the rest of your life.
And not only that, but tell us what the family at the home does, how happy they are when you guys complete the job and walk out.
Oh, you know what? It's just a great feeling. It really is.
Now, when in this time of year, we get the monsoons. Are you getting a lot of calls because of backed up drains, things like this?
You know, really not too many, to be honest with you. It really doesn't affect the plumbing in your home that much.
Mm-hmm.
It's very rare. You know, and if it does, it's a septic issue. And that's a whole other ball of wax.
Mm-hmm. Tell us what families can do to keep their house plumbing free, to keep everything working normally.
Well, to be honest with you, the best thing they can do, especially with the water conditions up here in the Prescott area, is the water softener.
Boy, am I glad to hear that. What is unusual about the water here? Now, when I first moved here 5 years ago, the first time I took a drink of water, I went, oh, what is that? Am I the only person who feels that way?
Not at all. There is very extreme amounts of calcium and magnesium in our water.
That's what I'm tasting?
Yeah, and it's just extremely hard, and it just, you know, that film you see building up on your faucets and building up in your dishwasher, that's building up inside of your water heater, inside of your pipes, and it just wreaks havoc on a plumbing system. You know, they say hard water is anything above 6 or 7 grains per gallon. Up here in Prescott, I think the smallest amount I've ever seen was 8 or 9.
No kidding.
And I've seen it up to 24 grains of hardness per gallon. It's ridiculously hard.
Now, this can also have a bad effect on your laundry too, right?
Oh, for sure. Definitely dulls your colors. You end up using a lot more soap than you would need to use if you had a water softener.
Mm-hmm. And when it comes to training somebody for a plumbing career, tell us about some of the – take me through your first day on the job with a trainee.
Ooh, well, we designate prior to them coming to work which one of our trainers they're going to go with. And we have designated trainers that specialize in different phases of the construction. We have guys that specialize in training for the underground plumbing. And then what we call the top out is running all the pipes and stuff in the walls once the framing's up. And then we have the trim or the finish, going in installing the faucets, the water heater, the kitchen sink. So we have and gas too. Can't forget gas.
Sure.
The whole gas piping system inside of your house. So we have designated trainers for all those phases. So a new kid comes in and we're going to put him with under the undergrounds with a certain trainer, and he is going to learn that phase till he can go out and do it on his own.
So what is going on under the house?
A lot. A lot. You know, you have your whole water distribution that's got to be sized correctly, obviously, to make sure that you have adequate flow. And that's all done under the slab up here. the code is up here that all hot water systems now need to have a recirculating system, a hot water recirculating system to keep us from wasting water. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you got to learn how to plumb that correctly. And then you got to have the waste.
Mm-hmm. Now, when I worked in a candy production factory many years ago, we had three pipes overhead. One of them said gray water. What is that?
Gray water is water from pretty much anything other than a toilet that's most likely was pumped out and used for irrigation.
And maybe for cooling things, too?
Could have been. Mm-hmm. Could have been if it went through the right filtration system.
So it's water that's not necessarily nasty but not drinkable.
Right? Correct.
You know, it's funny because I worked at a cemetery for 5 years, too, and we had signs all over the cemetery because we had fountains left and right. They were recirculating their water in the grounds. The same water that went down came right back up. We had signs saying, don't drink it.
Yeah, for sure.
Indeed. So with the 15 years R.E.D. plumbing, you've been running R.E.D. plumbing,
yep.
Right?
Yep.
You grew up in the plumbing family, didn't you?
I did. My grandfather started Keith Riggs Plumbing, who I was named after, back in 1948. Mm-hmm. And my dad and my uncles took that over, and I literally grew up from the time I was 5 or 6 years old. I'd be in the ditch with my dad when he was doing soils. Mm-hmm. And by the time I was 15, I actually had to hire a helper that was 18 that could drive a company truck in the summertime, and I would go out and plumb houses, and I got paid piecework. So now, they taught me how to do the homes, and they taught me a darn good work ethic.
Now, if there is a high school student who's interested in a career, say with R.E.D. plumbing, what kinds of courses should they be taking, or what kinds of tools should they be familiar with?
I haven't seen them offering any good courses in the high school yet. I'd like to see that happen. You know, your basic hand tools is what you need to start. Mm-hmm. A level, pliers, hammer, some wrenches, basic stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. What are the biggest misconceptions homeowners have about plumbers?
Oh, mercy. I don't know.
See, I wouldn't know what to do. I would just have to call the plumber and say, please come take a look at this. So do you do routine home inspections for people to let them know where they might be vulnerable?
We definitely can do that, and we've done that in the past. It's not one of our biggest calls.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a vast majority of our work is new construction. But we have built our service department up now to where we have 10 service technicians that it doesn't matter what you have go wrong in your home, one of our guys can come out and fix it.
If in our area, sometimes in the summer we'll hit 100 degrees, sometimes in the winter we hit 10 degrees. Do those weather extremes sometimes play a role in service calls for you?
Oh, they definitely do, especially in the wintertime. People come from warmer climates and don't realize that you cannot leave your hose attached to your hose bib when it freezes. In freezing conditions, and we actually get a bunch of calls for frozen and split hose bibs in the house, and it causes a leak inside, and that's a real big one that I just wish people could understand. You've got to remove your hose from your hose bib if it's going to freeze.
Yeah. Do you recommend in wintertime putting electric tape around pipes?
You shouldn't need to. Mm-hmm. You really shouldn't need to. If the house is plumbed correctly, that should not be an issue.
Can you imagine, though, doing that kind of work in an area where it gets down to 40 below in the winter, and maybe in Phoenix where it's 118 in the summer? You'd be really busy, wouldn't you?
Yeah, you would. And in all honesty, my kids think it's a joke. I always tell this story, but I was doing an underground the day we hit 122 degrees in Phoenix.
And imagine why. Oh, yep. My goodness. Keith Riggs, thanks so much for joining us today on Q&A. Thank you for your continued work with Habitat for Humanity. Once again, the Cornhole Tournament is when and where? How can people contact you at R.E.D. Plumbing?
Our office number is 928-772-9296, or you can look us up online at redplumbinginc.com.
Thanks for joining us today. Keith Riggs from R.E.D. Plumbing and Habitat for Humanity. Hi, Alice. Hi, Miriam. Stay tuned. I've got some final thoughts coming up on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We stream live at kqna.com.
Provide value. That's what a CPA can do for you. Hi, this is David A. Snyder, CPA. Now is a great time of year for business valuations. Valuations are for providing a value for your business so you can retire from it, sell it, or expand it. With my ex-military, task-oriented mindset, and over 20 years of experience, you can trust that you can get the most accurate business valuation. Give me a call or visit DavidASnyderCPA.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona, David A. Snyder CPA.
Hey neighbor, new in town? Come over to Olivas Mexican Restaurant for dinner tonight, or how about lunch tomorrow? Hi, I'm Eileen, owner of Olivas, inviting you to make Olivas your neighborhood restaurant. This historic yellow A-frame dates back to the very first days of Prescott Valley. The old and the new were a perfect match, don't you think? Olivas, off the frontage road in Prescott Valley between Robert Road and Navajo. Savor the flavor of Mexico at Olivas.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
The people of Arizona sent a clear message. Illegal immigrants should not be allowed to vote in our elections. But Secretary of State Michelle Reagan didn't listen. Reagan caved to liberal special interests. She agreed to overturn the Arizona law that requires proof of citizenship to vote. That's right. Michelle Reagan made it easier for illegal immigrants to vote in federal elections, putting our elections at risk. The Arizona Republic called it a clear victory for progressives. It's a disgrace. Fortunately, there's a conservative choice for Secretary of State. Republican businessman Steve Gaynor. Lifetime NRA member. Pro-Trump Republican. Steve Gaynor is running for Secretary of State to protect our elections and stop illegal immigrants from voting. Strong conservative leadership. Republican Steve Gaynor for Secretary of State. Paid for by Steve Gaynor for Secretary of State, LLC. Authorized by Steve Gaynor.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop. Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec B Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Stay tuned now for Ben Shapiro at 3 o'clock, Talk of the Town, the Thursday Roundtable at 4. Then join me right back here Monday at 2 for Q&A when I will see you on the radio.
You've been listening to Q&A on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by High Country Rec V Center, David Snyder, CPA, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott College. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Q&A with DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.